I don't think this was the long game Rock had it in mind. Did plans change? I want to say it did. I want to say maybe if people like WrestleVotes are tweeting out saying, I don't think this was the long game Rock had in mind. So clearly, the fans had something to do with the new change in pace on what happened here at the press conference. Tonight was supposed to be a big deal for WWE. Triple H first came out, said that this is a new era, and basically telling all of us that we better buckle up and get ready because we're going to be on for a hell of a ride here. And I think that this era of wrestling in WWE is going to be special. I mean, people wanted, you know, to have Vince McMahon. People wanted to have Triple H's head after when the huge bundle or like fumble on what happened last Friday night with Cody Rhodes, The Rock, and Roman Reigns here. But tonight, I have new hope. Whether that being a triple threat, whether that being a main event of night one and night two with Roman Reigns, said ex-superstar, I feel a hell of a lot better knowing that WWE is heading in the right direction. Thank you all very much for joining me here on another podcast, though. This is Pardon the Pipe Bomb, and I am your host, Flamio. If you guys liked what you heard, please leave a negative 5-star review down in the comment section, or even give me a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button. But let's get into what actually happened tonight at the WrestleMania kickoff press conference show on Peacock. Now, I do want to, you know, apologize. I did have my everyday job that I had to go to, and I just caught the very end of it. I wanted to watch everything, and I just got finished with it. It is February 8th, 2024 at 10 o'clock p.m. But I don't want to say that I told you so, guys, but, you know, WWE, they knew what they were doing. But from the looks of it, it looks like that this might have not been the whole entire plan that was going to be happening here. And I say that because when the segment that we all were waiting for, Seth Rollins first came out, asked Cody Rhodes to come out, but it wasn't Cody Rhodes, it was the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns. And after the Tribal Chief demanded that Vegas, you know, acknowledged him, Rollins quips that Reigns finally showed up for work, leading to a retort from Roman about Seth's shoes for the occasion. Reigns calls Cody Rhodes Mr. Hesitation, saying it is no longer his decision, but Roman's to decide the main event. And Roman Reigns chooses The Rock. And then as he was saying that, Seth Rollins was in the back saying, like, you can't do that. And I agree. And I think, you know, Seth Rollins in this sort of promo was all of us at home watching and everybody in the stands. And like I said, Rollins, he could be heard saying, that's not how it works. And as The Rock now, he steps out to a very mixed crowd, given, you know, the recent events with Rocky Sucks or like Rocky Chance or We Want Cody Chance. And they're intertwined with boos as The Rock lets the reaction sink in before declaring, finally, The Rock has come back to Las Vegas. Rock, he then asks the crowd if they think that Reigns will beat The Rock at WrestleMania or if The Rock will beat the Tribal Chief. And both options had mixed reactions as The Rock was soaking everything in. He then asked if they think that The Rock versus Roman Reigns will be the biggest main event in WrestleMania history. And the crowd ramps up their boos in response. Now, this is where it gets funny. Rock then welcomes members of the press, addresses the WWE Universe, and, you know, admits, like, the more boos and chants of We Want Cody, to which The Rock then welcomes members to the press to the Cody's Crybabies. And this is when I knew we're having heel Hollywood Rock now. And then he wants to show the crowd something, stating that They may or may not like it or love it, but they will respect it. And with that, he unveiled a graphic that was a bloodline, but a bloodline with a tree. And it was a tree showing the family tree of the Samoan dynasty, noting his and Roman's grandfathers at the very top of the tree and taking about the promise they made a long time ago. Basically, The Rock, he pointed to the whole PowerPoint graphic and saying, this is proof of how important this match is. Kind of like solidifying, like, this is what it means to have this main event WrestleMania and how high of a stake this is. And if the people don't think this is the case, in simple put of The Rock's, like, you know, of The Rock's terms, it doesn't matter what they think. He calls the match as being bound by blood. Before, he and Reigns basically shake on it, and then everybody thought, okay, I guess this is going to be the main event. Only for Cody Rhodes to come out and interrupt, and he calls out Roman Reigns to, you know, calling his own shot, saying it is not right to determine the WrestleMania main event. It's my decision, and it is Cody's decision as the winner of Royal Rumble, bringing in the realism here. And Cody made his decision and then pointed to Roman Reigns, saying, I challenge you, Roman. And now, Roman doesn't really take this too kindly, and him and Roman are going back and forth about their families. And then once Cody brought his family into, well, once Cody brought Roman's family into it, then The Rock, he creeps up saying, if you talk about his family, you talk about my family. If you talk about his blood, you talk about my blood. If you talk about his ancestors, you talk about my ancestors. And we got a problem. And then The Rock slapped the holy shit out of Cody Rhodes across the face. And that's when I knew this is how you add Cody Rhodes into the match. But then after when everything was said and done, we have a graphic of Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, the main event poster for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. And now I'm thinking, okay, so The Rock has to be coming on SmackDown, right? There's no way that they're just going to leave this out in the open that The Rock slapped the holy piss out of Cody Rhodes. Don't believe everything you see right now. Everything is not set in stone, guys. I mean, yeah, it's a little odd that The Rock and Roman Reigns are walking side by side to each other and interrupting Triple H in the back, telling Triple H to fix it and telling him that I would have knocked his fucking teeth down his throat or something along the lines of lucky that cameras aren't here or you're lucky that you're retired. I don't know. But this got very interesting with Triple H being head of creative and then now The Rock, head of the board. I mean, we've come full circle. They, like, these two guys fought in the ring and now they built their own, you know, business and they're doing very well for each other and only to have them now, them two, in a storyline now. And I don't know if it's going to be a night one Cody Rhodes or The Rock versus Roman Reigns and then night two Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns or if they plan on doing a tag team match or if they are planning on having The Rock be a special guest referee or be an enforcer. I don't know. All I know is that The Rock is a definite squeeze and he is definitely going to be at WrestleMania competing. But I thought I would do a key point here. The Rock told Triple H backstage, if you don't fix it, we will. And this was before the poster of the main event came out. So who knows what's going to be happening. But all I know is that WWE is heading in the right direction. That they are basically trying to fix their, you know, mistake that they did this past Friday. And with that being said, I am more intrigued on what is going to be happening Friday. And WWE is doing it right. Back in the day, when I used to watch it, when you watch the end of a show, you wanted to come back next week to see what was going to be happening with the storyline that they cut off at the very end of each show. That's what they're doing here. They are going to keep us at the edge of our seat, mark my words, until the very end, 2 weeks before WrestleMania happens. Yes, we got an answer tonight. Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes are going to be facing off each other, but that's not set in stone. It has been said before, guys. Anything can change in the WWE, and that includes with The Rock, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns. Anything can happen. So, yes, Cody fans, we won, but don't get ahead of yourselves yet. Something else could be happening. You're not going to... WWE is a smart business. You're not going to pretend that you're going to have The Rock and fake it all to have like a storyline that we all want. It just seems all too easy. Triple H said it himself at the beginning of tonight. Better buckle up, guys, because we are going to be in for a hell of a ride. Whether that be the triple threat match that everyone thinks that's going to be happening, I personally don't want it. Did I predict it? Yes. But do I personally want it to be the main event? No, I really don't. Because it just shows lazy booking. And to finish Cody Rhodes' story, I don't want to say this, but he has to beat Roman Reigns one-on-one. But I still love the fact that WWE is trying to retrace their steps and try to fix the situation that they created themselves into. I guess like me and everyone else, we're going to have to sit back and enjoy the ride and watch tomorrow's Friday Night SmackDown and see what happens. Because even though that The Rock said, if you don't fix it, we will, to Triple H, he has to be on Friday Night SmackDown, right? I mean, he's the one that carried the brand when SmackDown first got introduced. I don't know, guys. I don't want to switch topics, but I feel like that's all that I've been talking about is The Rock and Roman Reigns. But right now, WWE has a new brand that they're going to be kicking off here, and it's going to be WWE Speed. WWE, they announced that Speed is going to be a series that is partnering up with X. Huh, wouldn't you know that? And during the press conference, Michael Cole said at the very beginning, we got breaking news, and that they have partnered up with X to launch a WWE Speed, a new weekly video series showcasing timed matches featuring your favorite WWE superstars, distributed by exclusively on X. And it says it'll be coming in April. So I know that a couple months ago, they were testing out WWE Speed for 5-minute matches, and it'll begin in spring, and X Business on Twitter, they posted it following the previous reports of WWE taping matches for the concept back in December. The partnership is the latest new deals for WWE following the company's agreement with Netflix, bringing Raw to the streaming platform in the United States and all WWE shows and premium live events internationally starting in January 2025. I mean, I don't know what WWE Speed is. When I went to one of the shows, they didn't have it yet. So I'm really intrigued on what it's going to be like. I know all of us are, like, especially all of the WWE universe, were always on Twitter. So I think WWE is doing right by partnering up with X to further their global dynasty that they're already in. But hey, that's going to do it for me, guys. I wanted to get out there what I thought about what happened on the WrestleMania 40 kickoff show. And I wanted to give you guys what could happen. Like I said, it's not set in stone yet. I wouldn't be shocked if something does happen maybe in a month. But if the logo and the poster is still Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes 2 weeks before the main event, then I'm pretty sure that it is nothing but 100% that it's going to be the main event. But right now, don't get ahead of yourselves. Anything can happen. Anything can change. I mean, Russell Votes, they tweeted out saying, hey, that's not the the long game that The Rock was thinking. So obviously something changed, and the WWE universe probably made that happen. So keep doing what you're doing, guys, but don't do any death threats. Come on now, be better than that. Have a life. But hey, like I said, if you guys liked what you heard, please give me a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button if you guys want to get any more of my content that I'm going to be shoveling out here. But until next time, guys, I'll talk to you guys in the next video.